I'm Elizabeth Rushing, and this is the ICRC Humanitarian Law and Policy Blog, audio edition. What can the humanitarian community learn from the Colombian Truth Commission's LGBTIQ subchapter? As part of the historic 2016 peace agreement, the Commission for the Clarification of Truth, Coexistence, and Non-Repetition, hereafter the Colombian Truth Commission, was established to focus on victims and their right to the truth with an emphasis on the way different people were impacted by the armed conflicts. The findings of the Commission's subchapter, The Truth is Rainbow, are highly relevant for the humanitarian community. In this post, Elias Denin, peace and conflict studies researcher and journalist, argues that drawing lessons from the Colombian Truth Commission's LGBTIQ subchapter is not about ideological alignment, but about making humanitarian response truly impartial, considering particular needs of vulnerable groups. In its final report in June 2022, the Colombian Truth Commission found that during the country's decades-long armed conflicts, state armed forces, paramilitary, and guerrilla groups in Colombia had displaced, tortured, raped, and murdered LGBTIQ people with the aim of annihilating them. These practices were not arbitrary, but tactical and/or systematic. Armed actors abused LGBTIQ people as scapegoats to get the approval of the rest of the civilian population, gaining greater legitimacy. Shortcomings of generic approaches. The LGBTIQ organizations Caribe Afirmativo and Colombia Diversa speak plainly. Quote, "Our stories have been made invisible, even within the humanitarian community," unquote. Humanitarian action that aims to target all people does not necessarily achieve this goal. The ICRC, for instance, emphasizes that there is, quote, "an evidence gap regarding the needs of LGBTIQ plus victims survivors, as well as the efficacy of existing interventions for these populations." It is no secret that some social groups are affected differently by armed conflicts than others. Victims and survivors are diverse, and so should be the humanitarian approaches to effectively assist and protect them. In this light, the Truth Commission's subchapter, The Truth is Rainbow, follows a legal and public policy tradition in Colombia to implement differentiated solutions to humanitarian problems, depending on the vulnerability of certain populations. It is an in-depth analysis of patterns of violence of armed actors against LGBTIQ and sheds light on the survivors' needs and acts of resistance in the period from 1958 to 2016. Never before has such a comprehensive analysis made it into the final document of a Truth Commission. Verified cases appearing in the subchapter were mostly provided by LGBTIQ persons from regions all across Colombia themselves. This survivor-centered approach grants the document a high level of legitimacy. But what can humanitarian actors concretely learn from it? A new methodology. The Truth Commission's Gender Working Group developed a methodology that aimed at building trust and providing new findings on LGBTIQ victims in Colombia. By introducing sensitive interview guidelines and asking interviewees and participants about their sexual orientation and gender identity, the Commission differentiated between lesbian, bisexual, gay, trans, and intersex persons, as well as men and women, when collecting data. The Commission also documented the ethnicity of the participants. According to Salome Gomez Corrales, former coordinator of the Gender Working Group, this intersectional approach was fundamental. Regarding LGBTIQ people as a homogeneous group disguises, for instance, that a middle-class, white, gay man in Bogota might have experienced the armed conflicts very differently than a black, trans woman in the countryside. Consequently, the new methodology allowed for more accurate conclusions to be drawn about how the humanitarian crisis had affected individuals and groups of the LGBTIQ community differently. In this light, humanitarian actors might critically assess their own documentation of cases, and whether their archives can cover the same level of analytical depth. Of course, the methodology would need to be adapted in countries where being queer is considered a crime, in order to protect individuals from life-threatening exposure. Targeted assistance. It is common sense now that humanitarian assistance should be survivor-centered. With its rich contextual descriptions, the LGBTIQ subchapter provides several launching pads to fulfill this goal. Three aspects are particularly crucial. Corrective rape. First, the document clarifies that due to traditional gender roles, LGBTIQ victims faced violent acts such as so-called corrective rape, rationalized as punitive measures to change their sexuality and reassert them as quote-unquote real men or real women. Being acquainted with specific forms of violence appearing in the subchapter, among them unwanted pregnancies of trans men, enables humanitarian health workers to provide a more effective treatment for LGBTIQ individuals. Chosen families. Second, the Truth Commission illuminated coping strategies of LGBTIQ victims who were fighting for survival and dignity. Humanitarians ought to be informed about local LGBTIQ support systems such as chosen families. Moving beyond approaches that prioritize hetero and cisnormative family models is not only crucial with regard to efforts to facilitate family links, but equally relevant to their approach towards addressing sexual and gender-based violence. By assessing and respecting local support systems, among them chosen families, humanitarians can effectively place the needs, experiences, and well-being of LGBTIQ victims at the forefront of decision-making and service provision. Countering mistrust. Third, the subchapter finds that the Colombian state failed to safeguard LGBTIQ individuals, resulting in an environment of impunity and recurring victimization. Moreover, humanitarian actors should consider that state entities collaborated with military groups in the past, further endangering LGBTIQ victims, which in turn heightened their mistrust towards state institutions, including healthcare facilities. This underlines the importance of absolute confidentiality and safe referral systems for LGBTIQ victims, since exposing their identity might subject them to a heightened risk of re-victimization. To mitigate the fear of stigma and enhance access to secure psychosocial and medical assistance, humanitarian personnel sensitized to the concerns of LGBTIQ individuals might consider wearing discreet rainbow buttons. When humanitarian professionals carry out psychosocial and medical services themselves, it would be advisable to adopt some of the Truth Commission's confidence-building measures, since one-size-fits-all approaches may not reach those who are hesitant to seek help. LGBTIQ-sensitive interview guidelines. Among these measures are particular LGBTIQ interview guidelines. For example, in the Truth Commission's guide for the approach to sexual violence, it was clearly stated that, quote, discriminatory treatment of transgender persons and denial of their identity must be avoided. When the Truth Commission contacts transgender victims' survivors, it will always use the identity name they indicate, unquote. Since a survivor-centered approach implies creating a supportive environment in which survivors are treated with respect and dignity, this includes using proper pronouns, names, and terminologies. Prevention of sexual and gender-based violence. The subchapter's findings are equally important with regard to humanitarians' efforts to prevent SGBV in Colombia. The ICRC, for instance, states that, quote, it is well placed to engage in preventative action because of its privileged access to and neutral and impartial dialogue with armed actors, unquote. Engagement with armed actors. Against this background, the Truth Commission concluded that patterns of violence against LGBTIQ individuals varied depending on the actor, state army, paramilitary groups, guerrilla groups, and region. It would be advisable to thoroughly scrutinize these aspects in order to effectively address them in ongoing humanitarian dialogues with armed actors. There should be an emphasis in current and future dialogues on the fact that international humanitarian law, IHL, strictly prohibits sexual violence against LGBTIQ persons. For humanitarian actors working in other contexts than Colombia, the findings of the subchapter still provide valuable reference points in order to conduct their own analyses of armed actors' actions and how they affect LGBTIQ persons. Moreover, the Truth Commission emphasized that many LGBTIQ persons faced a continuum of violence. This is relevant for humanitarians when conducting IHL training and workshops for communities, detention facilities, and state authorities aimed at preventing SGBV. Workshops provide an avenue to address current patterns of violence against LGBTIQ persons and their specific challenges and needs. This would be in line with the ICRC's and other humanitarians' goal to bolster community resilience to sexual violence. Building a network. How long will the Truth Commission's findings remain pertinent to the work of humanitarian actors in Colombia? Conflict dynamics evolve rapidly, potentially decreasing the utility of the subchapter as time progresses. Therefore, it would be advisable for humanitarian actors to follow the example of the Truth Commission and establish a network with LGBTIQ organizations, receiving current and first-hand information. This would be in line with the ICRC's goal to, quote, engage in safe and ethical consultations with community actors such as women-led organizations, LGBTIQ plus organizations, youth-led organizations, and community leaders in developing a humanitarian response to sexual and gender-based violence, unquote. In this light, the Truth Commission's Gender Working Group took a step that had no precedent in the history of Truth Commissions. By creating the Technical Assistance Table in May 2018 as a space for dialogue and reflection with civil society, it opened its gate for women's and LGBTIQ organizations. The platform discussed and prepared recommendations to contribute to a gender-sensitive approach in the cross-cutting work of the Truth Commission. From May 2018 to June 2022, 55 organizations convened 11 times at the Technical Assistance Table. Among them were 10 LGBTIQ organizations or platforms. Furthermore, in October 2018, the Truth Commission officially announced that LGBTIQ organizations will assist the body concerning the choice of methodologies, categories of analysis, as well as the documentation of cases. Their input was essential to guarantee a broader participation of LGBTIQ individuals, ensuring that interviews with victims were conducted in a both trustworthy and dignified setting. The essence of impartiality. In this regard, humanitarian actors in Colombia could potentially leverage the network already established by the Truth Commission. However, interviewees from Diversa Colombia and Caribe Afirmativo, two of the largest LGBTIQ organizations in Colombia, emphasized that their interactions with humanitarians have been very limited to non-existent. Whether in Colombia or other regional contexts, there is no doubt that reaching out to these actors would be beneficial for humanitarians' endeavor to strengthen the localization of aid, as LGBTIQ organizations are knowledgeable about the local context, patterns of violence, and adequate protection strategies. Taking these factors into account is precisely the essence of impartiality. Quote, relieving the suffering of individuals, being guided solely by their needs, and to give priority to the most urgent cases of distress, unquote. The Colombian Truth Commission's work might be a precedent for humanitarians to reinforce one of their most important principles. If you enjoyed this audio read, be sure to check out our full library of posts at the ICRC Humanitarian Law and Policy webpage at blogs.icrc.org/law and policy. You can also tune in to our new ICRC podcast, Humanity in War, on how international humanitarian law and policy protects the lives and dignity of people affected by armed conflict and violence. Humanity in War will be available on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify.